Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
I'm pretty excited about the table, Joshua.
Yeah, I know. You have always loved this concept.
I have.
And we did a message series at church that I think was it called The Table, right?
Yeah.
And that was something that we all really loved and enjoyed. And this is just a concept that we can't get away from.
Right.
It really defines us.
Yeah. In fact, when we were looking at our next of what we were doing, you were the one that kept saying, but I think it has something to do with table.
Yeah. I knew we had to get the word table in there. And so that's why kind of the organization that this podcast is a part of, everything is called Table Think. And we love that.
Right. It's so profound to me that Jesus invited everyone to the table. And it has spoke to me that I don't have to agree with everyone that sits at the table.
Right.
But what I have to do is welcome them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that I think that we have a lot in our culture, in our world, where people are X'd out.
Right. Yeah. No, that's totally true. There's a lot of people who... It's not even that, hey, you disagree with me, but you disagree with me, therefore, I don't want anything to do with you. And that's not what this is talking about.
Right.
This is the idea of, yeah, you don't have to completely be on the same page with someone. We're all invited to that table. And that's what makes us so cool.
Right. So here they were. It's called Monday Thursday. And it is really noted in the celebration that they came together, and how they did that was that Jesus had sent two of his guys ahead to get everything prepared. And then as he entered the home, he was the one that turned around and served them by washing their feet. And it's a beautiful story in John 13. And I really recommend everyone reading that sometime in this coming couple of days. And it talks about him taking off his robe, which signified power, and tying a towel around his waist and washing everyone's feet. And you can only imagine what he was washing, because remember, the streets weren't paved.
Yeah. This isn't just a little thing for show. This is literally something that their feet are dirty.
Right.
They're disgusting. And that is not what someone like, you know, what you would think of a king or someone of high power doing.
Right.
And there he is doing that in that very powerful imagery.
Right. And so he does that with this act of service, this great love, that he's willing to do that, to care for them in a way that really a low servant would do.
Right.
And then he invites them to the table, his table. I mean, this is God in the flesh is saying, come to my table.
Yeah.
You're invited just the way you are. Even though I know you're, you know, for Judas, he was going to,
right,
you know, betray him.
Yeah. And yet he's there.
Right. And then you've got Peter, who will end up denying him not once, twice, but three times. But everyone's invited.
Right.
And I love that thought. And also they're invited to discuss. It really is the picture of belonging. This is, we are to value everyone. Every single human being needs to be valued. And here they are at the table. And then this amazing thing that as Christ followers, we all are able to do the same thing that he did on that night. And that is, we call it communion. And, you know, when we get into that, that's pretty amazing what he does, that we do this thing. And he talks about the fact that the first thing he does is he took the bread. And don't you love that thought of when you're in a faith community and you start taking communion, then, and that familiarity of what bread is in our life?
Right. Yeah.
And then he gave thanks and he broke it and then he shared it with them. And then he said, this is my body. And my body is given to you, that he was giving his body to be broken for our brokenness. And so he said to take it and remember that. And when we do that, I think we need to just take that moment and really contemplate what that means. That when Jesus said, I'm giving you my body, I am being broken for you.
Right. Yeah. It's very significant. And I think, you know, sometimes in church, we go through this very act as he told us to do, but we just kind of do it without really taking our mind and diving into this moment. And it's like, wow, when you really look at that in the context and what's really going on, that's huge.
Right, because really it signifies the fact that all of our brokenness, all of our hurt, all of our pain is being put on Jesus.
Right.
And he's taking that burden so that we no longer have to have it. We can be free because of Jesus. And then he took the cup and he said, this cup is poured out for you. And it signified the new covenant made in his blood. I mean, that was what it was signifying, that we would have a new relationship with God because of what Christ did on the cross. And, you know, I think that sometimes we also take that for granted that, well, yeah, we can have a relationship with Christ, but that's been given to us as a gift. And do you, you know, you probably know some people that have for the first time accepted Christ.
Right. Yeah. And to really come to that realization is life-changing. I mean, right. that's what it is. It is life-changing to realize that you can have a relationship with Christ who went through this.
Right. And so really, as we're ending this morning, I want to just take that moment and to have us just think about that table and that he invited everyone to take a seat and that everyone belonged and everyone had value and he chose to do this. And the word, the big word to me is with. He chose to be with them, with his friends, his tribe, before he went to the cross.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.